Lots of families are having to cut back on their holiday spending, and so is my family. I broke the news to my son, Grant. You know it's going to be a tough Christmas this year, right?
Right.
We're going to have to go kind of low on the spending?
Right.
Well, you get to pick one present this year. What is it going to be?
A big, expensive robotic action set.
The Rockenbach, the German monorail system, you mean?
Yes.
Big expensive, you know that's, you know, going to be not quite as expensive as we usually spend on you, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's big and expensive and it's cool.
Okay, also Marvin Powell had the same kind of conversation with his family as well, from what we understand. He was laid off from General Motors in October and he joins us from Southfield. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning.
You had a similar conversation with your kids?
Well, we've always sort of low-key the gift-giving thing at Christmas time, as far as like Santa Claus and stuff is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, you know, my wife has a daycare here, and we had a few latchkey kids here, and they were watching TV and saying what they wanted for Christmas. And my son just blurts out, you know, Christmas is not about gifts.
You know, which I'm sure they took very well.
Right, yeah. Well, they're older than him, so. But he said, you know, Christmas is not about gifts. It's about God's son and us being thankful. So and that's always the message that we've always endeavored to teach him. And, you know, we try to get one pretty nice gift. And then the rest are things that he might need or, you know.
Please don't tell me
you
get them socks. That's Marvin.
Oh, absolutely not.
Marvin Powell is talking about the conversation he has with his two kids. We're joined by Yolanda Galt-Cavanis. She's a longtime parenting journalist. Yolanda, if you're going to have a lean Christmas or Hanukkah or however you celebrate the holidays, is it important to have this conversation with your kids?
It's important to have a conversation with your kids when you're going to have a lean anything or change in what they usually expect. And I think that, you know, you're lucky. You're a step ahead. If your son doesn't really expect that, but that's not the case for a lot of kids, and you want to level with them because kids have huge, huge, huge anxiety detectors. You're not going to fool them. You don't want to. They will know that something's up, and you need to just level with them.
I think all of us want to think that our kids are like Marvin Powell's and that they think Christmas is not about the gifts, but, you know, honestly, that's not exactly true. What do you do when your kid throws a tantrum?
Ooh, hard, hard, hard. You know, that's why you tell them, though, ahead of time. And you know, explain it, though, in a pitch positive way. I say, you know, let them know that this is a temporary thing. You're going to bounce back from it. And replace what you're usually going to be giving and things with experiences. Because kids really do want your time. So if you can quick shot, you know, not say, oh, you're not going to get the Rock'em Sock'em robot, but you're going to take a walk in the park with me. You don't want to do that. But just start ramping up the time you're spending with them, ramping up the kind of experiences you're having with them. And that will really mean a lot. You know, when you have a job, you have the luxury of spending money, but you don't have the luxury of spending time. So this is the time where you can do that. You can create new traditions. You know, you can do stuff that you wouldn't normally have time to do with them.
Marvin, let me ask you. I mean, it sounds like your son is pretty okay with having a leaner Christmas, and you told us that you've had this conversation with him. But how do you feel about it? Do you feel kind of disappointed that you're not able to fill the stocking?
I mean, yeah, as a parent, as a dad who really loves his kids, you want to be able to give them everything that they want. You know, you want to be able to do that. But one of the things that we did early on, and a lot of people will probably be upset about this, but my son loves the movie The Polar Express.
Uh-huh.
And we taught him when he started watching it that Santa Claus was exactly what that movie was, that Santa Claus is fun and that he's great to think about, but he's like the cartoon. You know, you turn the TV off and he's not really there, you know.
Right.
And so that kind of softens the blow when you even level with them, I think, about who Santa Claus really is. So,
right.
And not to say that, you know, we did have an incident where my mother kept saying to my son that she thought he was getting a train for Christmas.
Right.
And when
he didn't
see the train, he did throw the tantrum because
right.
it was told to him that he would be getting it. But so this year, that's the strategy to kind of like not suggest what what right. he might be getting, and then anything that he gets, you know. And I have some ideas about some things that are less expensive but still fun.
Okay, Yolanda, one last question for you. You know, many people, I think, are maybe surprised when they find out how much of their kids' ideas about the holidays are wrapped up in presents. I mean, maybe be surprised at the reaction. Is there a way to kind of move them away? Is there a way to maybe get kids thinking about it a different way, maybe get involved in charities or volunteer work over the holidays?
It really is. And when you explain to them what the finances are in your family and you level with them and you tell them what the proactive things are you all can do as a family to make things better, you'd be amazed. I'm not unemployed, but I'm underemployed. So I've had similar conversations with my kids, and I've got three of them. I have to say to them, look, this is the way the situation is. This is what we can do, but we got to cut back. And what are some of your ideas? And they really get off on, well, we don't have to have pizza out. We could make it. You know, and so they really want to get involved, help other people, and it gives them perspective on what's going on in their family.
Okay, that's Yolanda Gault-Cavanis. She's a longtime parenting journalist. We also heard from Marvin Powell, who was laid off from GM in October.
So what is your strategy for telling kids that Santa might be a little slimmer this year? Do you think that kids should never expect to get presents on their list, or is some expectation okay as long as their expectations are managed? 877-8-MY-TAKE is the number to call. MyTake@thetakeaway.org for email. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this morning.
And I'm Celeste Headley. John will be back tomorrow to give us all the details about his new baby boy, Ajax. This is The Takeaway.